Hello.
Hello. Yes, good evening. My name is Tony, calling from National Opinion Surveys. Okay, and I'm not selling anything. I'm just conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Okay. All right, sir, and just for qualification purposes, does anyone in the household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay. And are you 18 and older and registered to vote?
Yes.
All right. Now, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote on November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Would that be definitely vote, probably vote, 50-50, or will not vote?
Definitely.
Okay, thank you. All right, sir, regardless of how you previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, independent, or something else?
Probably independent.
Independent, okay. All right, sir, in the November 2020 general election, for whom did you vote, for President Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
2020 was Biden.
Joe Biden?
Yes.
Okay. All right, sir, and just for qualification purpose of the survey, what is your age?
56.
Okay, thank you. And just to be sure that we represent everybody, may I ask, what is your race, sir?
White.
Thank you. All right, sir, and can you please rate me your level of motivation for voting on the upcoming presidential congressional election in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you're not all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means that you're extremely motivated to vote, but you may use any number from 0 to 10.
10,
okay. And thinking about the direction the country is headed, you know, headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction which the country is headed?
Dissatisfied.
Okay, and generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Disapprove.
Would that be somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat
disapprove. All right, sir, and do you approve or disapprove the way Democrats in the U.S. Congress are handling their jobs?
Somewhat disapprove.
Okay. All right, sir, now I'm going to read you a list of different issues and concerns. Some people want, you know, they say they want the president and Congress to be focused on. For each, please, I want you to rate it on a scale from 0 to 10. How important of an issue is for you to have them focused on? You say 10 if it's most important. You say 5 is somewhat important. You say 0 if it isn't important at all. But you can use any number between 0 and 10. The first one will be protecting Social Security and Medicare.
7.
Okay. Banning TikTok.
3.
Okay. Protecting our personal data online from big corporations.
7.
Making college more affordable.
0.
Creating more affordable housing.
5.
Criminal justice reform that fights racial profiling by police and holds back cops.
5.
Reducing crime and violence.
7.
Protecting abortion and reproductive rights.
10.
Okay, 10. All right, and working to end the war in Gaza.
0.
0. Okay, thank you. All right, sir, and do you believe the president and Congress are spending their time and energy on issues that are important to you? Yes or no?
No.
Okay, and you answered that the president and Congress are not focused on issues that are important to you. Does that make you less likely to vote, or are you still motivated to vote in the upcoming election?
Still motivated to vote.
Okay, you're still motivated to vote upcoming election. Okay. So, yes. Okay, sir, and now I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, which 100 means that you're very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you're very cold and unfavorable. 50 means that you're not particularly warm or cold, like a neutral, okay? You may use any number between 0 and 100, depending how you feel. If you have no opinion or never heard of that person or organization, just let me know, okay? The first one will be Republicans in Congress, from 0 to 100.
Repeat, please.
Republicans. Yeah, Republicans in Congress.
50.
Okay, 50. Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
75.
Okay. Donald Trump.
51.
51. Joe Biden.
20.
TikTok.
50.
Meta / Facebook.
50.
Democrats in Congress.
25.
Okay, 25. Hakeem Jeffries.
N.A.
Okay. Elon Musk.
0.
And Mike Johnson.
N.A.
All right, sir, and I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were independent Cornel West, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., and Democrat Joe Biden, from whom would you vote for, or you are undecided?
Undecided.
Undecided. Okay. All right, sir, in changing gears now, we want to ask you a couple questions about tech issues that, you know, have been in the media recently. Generally speaking, how much would you say you understand and know about artificial intelligence or AI? A great deal, a fair amount, not much, or nothing
else?
Great deal. Okay. All right, sir, in generally speaking, do you think that artificial intelligence or AI is going to be more of a benefit to humanity in our society, or more of a threat?
Well, currently it's more of a threat, but long-term, more of a benefit.
Okay, so
I don't know how to answer that.
Okay, because I have somewhat more of a threat, somewhat more of a benefit, or, you know, much more of a threat, or much more
somewhat,
of a benefit.
Let's just do somewhat more of a benefit.
Okay, somewhat more of a benefit, okay? All right, sir, and which of the following is closer to your view? Tech companies should be more regulated, you know, than they currently are. Tech companies should be less regulated than they currently are. Or the current level of regulation of tech companies is about right?
More.
More regulated. Okay, thank you. And, okay, thinking about the potential use of and misuse of your personal data online, which of the following do you feel is the biggest threat to your personal data privacy and security? The U.S. government, Russia, North Korea, China, foreign tech companies, big U.S. tech companies, or law enforcement?
China.
Which one?
China.
China. Okay, thank you, sir. All right, sir, and switching gears a bit, how often do you use each of the following social media platforms, okay, if at all? The first one would be Facebook. Would that be multiple times a day, about once a day, multiple times a week, multiple times a month, about once a month, or less than
multiple
once a month?
Multiple times a week.
Multiple times a week. What about TikTok?
Once a day.
About once a day. Okay, Instagram?
Once a day.
X, formerly Twitter.
Once a week.
Okay, once multiple times a week or?
Once. Or multiple times a month.
Multiple times a month, okay. And the last one be YouTube.
Daily.
Okay, about once a day?
Once a day.
Okay, thank you, sir. All right, sir, and as you know, as a TikTok user, which of these uses is the most important to you personally? Watching entertainment content, organizing, communicating with or hearing from your company, for your community?
Entertainment.
Accessing you know, unfiltered news and information, learning about businesses and products.
Entertainment.
Oh, entertainment, okay. All right, sir, yeah. And now I'm going to read you a few statements about different social media companies for each. Please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the statement, okay? The first one says Meta keeps its users' data secure. Would you strongly agree with that? Somewhat agree?
Disagree.
Somewhat disagree? Or strongly disagree?
Strongly disagree.
Okay, X or Twitter plays a positive role
strongly
in society.
Strongly disagree.
Meta plays a positive role in society.
Strongly disagree.
TikTok keeps its users' data secure.
Strongly disagree.
TikTok plays a positive role in society.
Strongly disagree.
And X or Twitter keeps its users' data secure.
Strongly disagree.
Okay. Thank you, sir. And have you recently seen, read, or heard about, you know, Congress passing a bill to ban TikTok and the president signing
yes.
into a law? Would that
yeah.
be yes a lot, yes a little, or?
I've heard of a lot.
A lot, okay. All right, sir, next I'd like to ask you about the law Congress recently passed and, you know, President Biden signing into law, which will ban TikTok from, you know, the U.S. if the parent company doesn't divest, you know, from or sell TikTok within the next 9 months. Generally speaking, do you support or oppose this law?
Oppose.
Would that be somewhat opposed or strongly opposed?
Somewhat.
Somewhat opposed. All right, sir, and we almost finished with this survey. I only have maybe 2-3 questions to go. I really appreciate your time, okay? And thank you very much for participating. Okay, and generally speaking, would you say you are more or less likely to vote for a candidate who voted to ban TikTok from the U.S.? Would that be much more likely to vote for, somewhat more likely to vote for, or somewhat more likely to vote against, or much more likely to vote against?
It's like, I don't even care.
Okay. So
I don't know how to answer that.
No difference, right? We'll make no difference.
No difference at all.
Okay.
Irrelevant. It actually doesn't mean anything.
Okay. And what do you think was Congress' primary motivation behind banning TikTok? Do you think they want to stop the spread of propaganda and fake news on TikTok? They are trying to silence certain voices they don't like or agree with. They think TikTok is a bad influence on children and teens. They are trying to help their rich special interest friends and donors. They have been influenced by big tech lobbyists who work for TikTok competitors, or they want to protect U.S. citizens' data security. They are concerned that China could use TikTok to spy on us, or they are playing
politics. Is there a write-in? Like, can you say your own reason?
Yes, other.
Or no. Other is they're cognitively destroyed and impaired, like they're retarded.
Okay, so you don't have none of those. That
well, I mean, how about politics? Politics is the same thing as retardation.
Okay, so they play in politics. That's what
yeah, it's just bullshit.
Okay. All right, sir. And generally speaking, from which of the following sources do you give most of your news, you know, information about what's going on in your community? You can select all that apply, okay? YouTube.
No.
Social media such as Facebook, TikTok, or Instagram.
No.
Cable TV news such as CNN, Fox News, or MSNBC?
Yeah. Cable news, yeah.
Okay. What about talk or news radio?
Yes.
National evening network TV news such as ABC, CBS, or
yeah.
NBC? Pre-newspapers or magazines?
Yes.
news aggregators such as Apple News, Google News, or Flipboard?
No.
Music and entertainment sites?
No.
What about local TV news?
Yes.
And news websites or apps?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, sir, and last few questions are just for a statistical purpose only, okay? What was the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Significant graduate.
Okay, postgraduate, like master's, MBA, law degree, PhD, or MD?
Yeah. Postgraduate.
Okay. All right, and are you married, unmarried, live with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow? Married.
Married.
All right, sir, and do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
Oh, no, 18 or younger, no.
Okay. All right, sir, with this concludes the survey. I really thank you very much for your time and participation, okay? You have a great evening, sir. Appreciate your help.
You too. Thank you very much.